We are praying through the Bible. I appreciate you joining us. I just want to remind you that prayer is simply talking with God. Today, we're going to focus on Joshua chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. And Joshua commanded the officers of the people, "Pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, prepare your provisions, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan to go in and take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess." Comparing our partnership with God to farming, the writer Jerry Bridges wrote this. He said, "Farming is like a joint venture between God and the farmer. The farmer cannot do what God must do, and God will not do what the farmer should do." In today's passage, we see this partnership. God is the great giver. Everything comes from Him, but note that His people need to prepare their provisions and take action to possess the land. Too often, we forget that God is the great giver. We begin to think that all we have comes from our hands and should be used for whatever we desire. So today, let's call kind of a timeout and acknowledge that God is the great giver. And remember that we have a partnership to do what He's called us to do. A couple talking points. Acknowledge that everything you have and all your abilities and all your training and all your experience comes from God. Thank God for all He has given you. Ask forgiveness for those times when you fall into the trap of thinking everything comes from your hard work. Submit your resources to God. And ask God to show you clearly how you can partner with Him. Remember, like Bridges said, the farmer cannot do what God must do, and God will not do what the farmer should do. So, Father, You're the great giver. Allow me to live with the constant realization that all things come from You. Remind me of that often today, and help me teach that essential truth to my children and my grandchildren. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.